This is an SBS radio podcast. Settlement Guide. Information, issues and stories about living in Australia.
Australia cannot fight through its worst bushfire season without the selfless sacrifice of its 260,000 strong volunteer firefighters. The National Council for Fire and Emergency Service is calling for volunteers of diverse backgrounds to sign up to better serve our multicultural population. Fireys have always been an integral part of the Australian social fabric. Most are volunteers who selflessly donate their time to keep the community safe. Volunteering to become a firefighter with your local brigade is straightforward, according to 40-year veteran firefighter Superintendent Wayne Walters-Buell of Queensland Fire and Emergency Services, who manages the Brisbane Regional Rural Fire Service.
It's important to live in or really close to the brigade's area. Approach the brigade to give your expressions of interest you want to join.
The approval process involves background checks to assess a person's suitability. Once approved, candidates undergo months of training before qualifying to attend incidents.
It's an arduous task. It's tough and fire can be quite devastating and you will see things that aren't normal.
Superintendent Walters-Buell encourages people to think through their decision before applying to join. He admits that not all new recruits stay for the long haul.
It's not just a one-off thing that people either come around and get their training and a bit of equipment and we never see them again. So there's some dedication involved in it.
Stuart Ellis is the Chief Executive Officer of AFAC, the National Council for Fire and Emergency Service, which represents 31 agencies. Ellis says brigades need volunteers with different skill sets to manage their day-to-day operation.
There's a range of support and administration capacity, radio operators and coordination personnel that every volunteer fire brigade needs. So it doesn't just need people who are prepared to be operational firefighters.
The last census shows that 49% of Australians were either born overseas or have at least one foreign-born parent. More than one-fifth of the population speak a language other than English at home. According to the Male Champions of Change 2018 Fire and Emergency Group report, there is a need for more gender and cultural diversity in brigades to better reflect multicultural Australia. While women represent half of the population, they only form one-fifth of the paid and volunteer firefighting workforce. Ellis is encouraging people from culturally and linguistically diverse communities to sign up.
There have been a number of studies which has highlighted that where we have a good cross-section of men and women, the volunteer brigade and the culture of the volunteer brigades is more healthy, decision-making is more balanced and appropriate, and so it really does aid the volunteer brigade where we get a good mixture of men, women and culturally diverse people.
Superintendent Walters-Buell agrees that having multilingual firefighters is a bonus when it comes to working in communities with a strong migrant representation.
In a lot of the fruit picking areas, there's a lot of Asian people and who migrate through those areas. At times we need to be able to converse with them and deliver our safety messages, particularly in bushfire season, so that they understand the threat and the risks that are involved in working in those bushland areas.
French-born FIFO worker Virginie Eastwood has been living in Australia for 11 years. She decided to become a volunteer rural firefighter with Queensland's Mount Kilcoy Sandy Creek Rural Fire Brigade after her husband joined.
So I said, well, why not do that too? And so that I can help my community and be part of it and meet more people.
Eastwood admits volunteering as a firefighter and being a working mother of two young children is a juggling act. Eastwood is thankful that she has family and community support whenever she needs to attend a call-out.
I'm living in a room where I have no access to a babysitter. So I always have friends where I can drop all the kids. If I can't go, my husband will go.
It's been 3 years since Eastwood left Brisbane to live in rural Queensland and over a year since she volunteered with the local brigade.
It's so rewarding to be able to work with different people and to be in an action and have adrenaline there. So it's really exciting. It's a really busy day and it's a really tiring day. Believe me, when I go home, I have a good night's sleep. But I will go to sleep and I say, I feel like I did something right and I feel like I did something good for Australia and for the people here.
Stuart Ellis says this bushfire season isn't over yet, with Victoria, South Australia, Tasmania and Western Australia bracing for further destruction. Fire and emergency services in cities have received overwhelming interest from prospective volunteers. Meanwhile, brigades on the urban periphery generally receive fewer applications due to smaller populations.
I would encourage people considering becoming a volunteer firefighter to contact their local brigade, and they will be able to indicate whether they have a full complement of volunteers, because there's a limit on the amount of equipment and personal protective clothing and just how many a brigade can sustain.
The feature on how to become a volunteer firefighter was prepared by Amy Chin Yu Wong. And for SBS, I'm Margarita Vasileva.
This was an SBS radio podcast. For more Settlement Guide stories, visit sbs.com.au/radio.